engaging.
Buy a ticket on the first day, see that, fall in love, and then go for the full conference.
Exactly, exactly.
Do you have anything else to add, Nicole, before we say goodbye?
I mean, thank you so much for having me. This has been very fun, and we're really looking forward to having people come out and see this amazing, weird, wacky, beautiful thing that we created and that we're showcasing.
Yeah, it sounds great. Thank you. I think you've done a great job of eliminating that intimidation factor that might have been like, what is that?
Don't be scared. We are here for you. If you don't know or want to invest in the tech, just come in person and you can try it out, and you can go, it's not for me, or you can go, oh my god,
whole new virtual
exactly
world. Thanks again, and check out the conference. It's starting on Friday, February 20th. Sign up now to take over CFRC's airwaves yourself. CFRC 101.9 FM invites all Queen's University student groups and Kingston community organizations to take over our airwaves. Join us on air for an hour to talk about your student group or community organization, and also present your own playlist of fun music chosen by your team. This is a great opportunity to talk about what your group does, how others can get involved or provide support, any big events your group has coming up, and how to keep up with the latest news about your group. Apply by visiting cfrc.ca/contact and selecting Apply for a Club Community Takeover. This project is made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Radio Meters program.
To brighten up, even your darkest night. Just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh yeah, baby, to see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, now all you got to do is call. And I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend.
How come my body fits just like a bruise?
Welcome back and tuned in to 101.9. This is CFMC. Sorry if my voice sounds a little off today. I lost it yesterday trying to sing a few songs. But yeah, this is my kind of Valentine's Day themed playlist. I heard a lot of talk of people making one around the station and having their own little Valentine's show. So last minute attempt of making one. I have a few songs with the word love in the title coming up next. But the first few tracks I played were How Come My Body, It's True, and Nosebleeds by Half Moon Run. And that's one of my favorite EPs to come out of the 2020s, Inwards and Onwards. It kind of got me into more alternative Canadian music in high school. I wasn't really listening to Canadian stuff and kind of alternative stuff at that, but this kind of got me back into it. And it's just really well produced and kind of varied considering Half Moon Run's older stuff. But coming up next, I have This Is Not a Love Song by Public Image LTD. I have A Heart Beating by Mother Tongues, a great band. If you get a chance to see them live in Ontario, I definitely recommend doing that. And to close off this little segment, I have Love Story by Black Midi. And it's a cover of Taylor Swift's Love Story, performed by, as you would guess, Black Midi. And one thing I just want to let you guys know is I found out how to do sound effects. So I'm not going to overly use them, but I am going to use them quite a bit.
I wouldn't make...
This is a lot of stuff. I'm just going to mess them all.
I wouldn't...
Stop talking. I'll let you guys enjoy the music. This Is Not a Love Song by Public Image LTD.
It's not a love.
Love.
close my eyes and the flashback starts. I'm standing there on a balcony in summer. See the lights, see the party, the ball gowns. See you make your way through the crowd and say hello. Little did I know that you were Romeo. You were throwing pebbles and my daddy said stay away from Julian. I was crying on the staircase, begging you please don't go. Then I said, Romeo, take me somewhere we can be alone. I'll be waiting, all that's left to do is run. You be the prince and I'll be the prince too. It's a little story, baby, just say.
Welcome back. You're still tuned in to 101.9. If you're just tuning in now, hey, it's good to meet you. I'm Nate. This is the program. That was Love Story by Black Midi. Before that, A Heart Beating by Mother Tongues. And before that, This Is Not a Love Song by Public Image Limited. Shout out to my father that fixed that mistake. I really had no idea it was pronounced limited. I've never really even seen that abbreviation except this band title, and I've only ever really kind of read it online. Haven't really heard someone announce the name before. But coming up next, I have a few kind of different tracks that I haven't really played yet. The first one's by Ricky Eat Acid. It's Lovin' You. And after this, Ran Wrapped Cash by Crippling Alcoholism. And Ricky Eat Acid, I didn't know he was kind of behind another project that I really loved, Teen Suicide. And also, Teen Suicide's members are him and Kitty. Kitty, I've played on the channel a few times. Yeah, that was really shocking to me. I didn't know that before today. But I know you guys don't really love listening to my voice like this, so I'm just going to go ahead and play the next track for you. Lovin' You by Ricky Eat Acid. back and tuned into 101.9. This is the program, and that was Saran Wrapped Cash by Crippling Alcoholism, and before that, Lovin' You by Ricky Eat Acid. Coming up next, I'm going to have a few more electronic songs, these ones all with love in the name, to fit that Valentine's Day theme, which kind of doesn't really exist, but tried my best today. Coming up next, though, we have We Have Love by Hot Chip, then Make Love by Daft Punk, and to finish it off, Love Divide by Ross from Friends. And We Have Love is off of One Life Stand by Hot Chip, and that album I love, and I kind of listen to it every time of around this time of year, every year. And I don't really know why. Really good vocals on this track. And then Make Love by Daft Punk is one of my favorite Daft Punk songs. And it's on Human After All, which I think is really overhated. But this song, although it's like a simple loop, it conveys so much in it. It's just filled with passion. All right, but that's enough. I know you guys don't want to hear me talk with this voice all day, but... Oh, was that an eagle? Yeah, I'll just play the music. right, welcome back and tune into 101.9. This is CFNC. I'm Nate. This has been The Program. And those tracks were We Have Love by Hot Chip, Make Love by Daft Punk, and that last one was Love Divide by Ross from Friends. To finish off the show, because I don't want to take up any more time, I'll be playing Jimmy Brown with, I believe, his best song, I'm Writing Love Letters at McDonald's Live. And to finish it off, Leaving by Lost Cousins. One of my favorite outros from a Kingston-based band that if you guys don't know by now, you probably should. But that's all I have from today. I'll see you guys next week.
Right, my name is Jimmy Brown. I would like to do a ballad if I might to do a ballad. Before I can do the ballad, I must read a preamble. Might I read a preamble? The preamble is about a girl I dated called Annabelle. Right. Here's the preamble. Our entanglement was brief but intense. From the first moment I saw her, I knew that I loved her. We bonded over McDonald's Mac Chicken sandwiches. We'd often meet at the McDonald's on Princess Road in Didsbury and share a Mac Chicken. As a fat boy, half a sandwich isn't really enough for me. So I'd often sneak off the counter and buy one or two extra McDoubles and secretly consume them in lavatory. One day I came out of lavatory after scoffing two McDoubles. Annabelle and I started to kiss and her tongue captured a small chunklet of beef mince. She was taken aback. Why is there beef mince in your mouth, Jim? Asked Annabelle. No, you ask why. Have you been scoffing burgers in lavatory? Why, no, of course not. I lied instinctively. Right. Jim, we shared a McChicken which has no beef in it. The fact that there's beef in your mouth means you've lied to me. She began to weep and ran off. I didn't chase her down as I was feeling heavy from all the burgers and the half mac chicken. That was the last time I ever saw Annabelle. So I'd like to do a song in her honor entitled I'm Writing Love Letters at McDonald's. shall we fuck off? I'm rather exhausted. I need more alcohol.
Can't survive.